Why is there way more Santas at Christmas than manger scenes? All I ever see is Santa everywhere.
People like to get stuff from Santa more than they like to give stuff like Santa. Hi, I'm Zach, and this is Keys for Kids, a great way to grow your faith in God. Let's get started. I bet you've heard the phrase, it's better to give than receive. But it sure doesn't seem like that's true around Christmas time, right? At least judging by all the sales and Santas you see everywhere. But the real Santa, St. Nicholas, from over 1,000 years ago, knew that it was better to give to the poor and needy in order to show the love of Jesus. He gave his own money away to help others receive the gift of salvation, which is pretty cool, huh? So this Christmas, let's remember the verse in 2 Corinthians chapter 9:15, where it says, "Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift." Our story today is called The Story of Santa.
"Ho, ho, ho, and a Merry Christmas to you," bellowed a tall Santa at the entrance to Mia's favorite toy store.
Mia and her dad were doing some last-minute Christmas shopping. They needed a few more things for the shoeboxes they were filling for kids who lived in orphanages in poor countries.
"Dad, why do I see so many Santas around at Christmas instead of manger scenes?" Mia wondered aloud.
"Everywhere I look, I see Santa. See, there's a gigantic stuffed Santa right over there."
"I agree. There's a lot more of Santa than Jesus in most stores at Christmas," said Dad.
"I think the tradition of Santa has overshadowed the truth of Jesus' birth. However, not many people know the story of the real St. Nicholas, where our tradition of Santa began. Do you want to hear it?"
"Of course," said Mia.
According to history scholars, St. Nicholas was born a long time ago, around 280 AD, which means 280 years after Jesus' birth, Dad explained. His parents were very wealthy and left him a large inheritance when they died. Nicholas was a Christian, so he decided to share his wealth by giving gifts and money to the poor and sick in his town. He later became a Christian bishop in the church and eventually became Saint Nicholas.
"So, did he wear a red suit and have a white beard?" asked Mia.
"No one really knows what Saint Nicholas looked like. All we know is he had a reputation of giving to those in need," Dad said.
"Just like we're filling these shoeboxes for needy kids," Mia exclaimed.
"Exactly," said Dad. "People often associate Santa with getting a lot of presents. Instead, I think we should think of St. Nicholas as giving to others. And remember, the reason St. Nicholas gave to others was to show Jesus' love to them. As a Christian, he knew the greatest gift we could ever receive was Jesus, who became human in order to save us from sin. That's really what Christmas is all about, celebrating the gift of Jesus. So how about you? Do you focus on giving to others at Christmas? Sometimes it's easy to make Christmas all about getting presents for ourselves rather than thinking of how we can give to others. Money and presents aren't the only ways to give. Share a kind word or do something extra around the house, or let someone go ahead of you in line. When you give, you point to the greatest gift of all, Jesus. Our key verse is 2 Corinthians 9:15.
"Thanks be to God for his indescribable gift."
And our key thought? Give generously to others. If you're looking for some new family fun this year, Keys for Kids Ministries has just the book for you. It's called The 1 Year Classic Family Devotions. You'll enjoy the stories every day, and you'll have lots of fun stuff to look forward to all year long. So ask mom or dad for help, and then take them to our shop. It's at keysforkids.net. Then click shop to find The 1 Year Classic Family Devotions. As always, I'm Zach. As always, thanks for stopping by here at Keys for Kids.